Although an eatery like the Buvette could be found on any given street in Montreal, the Do-It-All restaurant adds another diverse eating option in Squamish. Located on Vancouver Street in downtown Squamish, the Buvette has a simple aesthetic with cafe tables and chairs, a red checkered bar and even an area to lounge. Colorful and distinctive art adorns the spacious south-facing restaurant with enormous windows viewing the Stawamish Chief. Having opened at the end of October in 2023, the eatery more or less got its start because the two co-owners, Constance Ferland and Sarah Clareau, longed for a taste of their Montreal roots. "This concept is really popular in Montreal," said Ferland. "We're a coffee shop, wine bar, lunch spot. It's really a mix of things." Ferland explained it's the type of place where you can go any time of the day. For example, you can grab a coffee or a sandwich throughout the day, then you can return at night for a glass of natural wine with a friend, as the menu shifts into evening shareable plates with French bistro-inspired seasonal offerings. Providing BC natural wine available was one of the main goals from the start, Ferland added, but the sandwiches have been really popular among customers. The sandwiches are simple but packed to the brim. "We really wanted to provide fresh ingredients, big sandos with a lot of stuff at a good price. The sandos are pretty unique and so far it's very popular," she said. There is a meat, vegetarian or vegan option to suit any dietary needs as well. As for the evening menu, Clareau said it's meant to be ever-changing so customers can always find something new. "It's never the same experience," she said. "The plates are shareable," said Clareau, "and customers are meant to grab a few and make it a meal." Ferland and Clareau said some of the best sellers so far have included their feta dip, which combines whipped feta, walnuts and honey served with a fresh baguette. They also have a pear and radicchio salad and a kale Caesar salad made with a vegan tahini sauce. Another popular item is their take on puttanesca, an Italian savory sauce, which is also served with fresh bread. And, of course, they have a cheese plate and jambon, a plate of roasted ham. Ferland said it's been a whirlwind since the start, but they've certainly felt a lot of support from the community and other businesses. "Everybody is so welcoming," she said. "Between businesses, everybody's super supportive." She said it's also been really special connecting with the French-speaking community in Squamish, many of whom have been enthusiastic about the opening. While Ferland and Clareau said they are still getting their bearings, as they are the only two employees at the moment, they said they are looking forward to the summer season, hosting community events and collaborating with other businesses. "The community is very important for us, so we just want to collaborate with some shops," said Ferland. Stop in at the Buvette or go to their Instagram page to learn more. The Food Beat is a new series from the Squamish Chief Newsroom focusing on restaurants, cafes and eateries in Squamish that are newly opened or have something newsworthy about them. If you think your business fits that bill and would like to be considered for this series, reach out to news@squamishchief.com.